Hello and welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook and to this week's Start Stop Reflection. Much to the annoyance of many of its residents, recently the most well-known child of Norwich has been the brilliant but excruciating comic creation Alan Partridge. However, yesterday the church celebrated a genuine superstar of Norwich, a city which through the Middle Ages was the second largest in the country. Mother Julian, born in 1342, produced some of the most powerful and inspirational contributions to English spirituality through her revelations of divine love, or showings, accounts which were composed based on 16 visitations she experienced as she struggled with serious illness around the age of 30. These revelations were gathered together and published as probably the first book by a female author in the English language 650 years ago this month. Mother Julian lived for most of her life in a cell attached to the Church of St. Julian in Norwich, and lived at a very challenging time. She was born just before the Black Death raged throughout Europe, and then through the subsequent significant economic and political turbulence, which in England led to the Peasants' Revolt in 1381. Her writings have perhaps surprising relevance for the challenges many of us face today, and have inspired many developments in the thinking about God's activity. As the Bishop of Norwich, Graham Usher, observes, we find deep wells of consolation and hope in Julian's writing, as she seems to have an uncanny knack of speaking directly to us 650 years after her showings in May 1373. And perhaps that's because we remain a people who are at our core afraid of conflict, pandemic, afraid of illness, ecological crises, and death. Above all, her writings speak of a radical optimism in the unfailing motherly love of God. This morning I'll read three brief extracts from her divine revelations or showings. Firstly, the theme, "He keeps all that is made," demonstrates God's love for the whole of his creation. "He showed me a little thing the size of a hazelnut in the palm of my hand, and it was as round as a ball. I looked at it with my mind's eye and I thought, what can this be? And the answer came, it is all that is made. I marveled that it could last, for I thought it might have crumbled to nothing, it was so small. And the answer came into my mind, it lasts and ever shall, because God loves it. And all things have being through the love of God. In this little thing, I saw three truths. The first is that God made it. The second is that God loves it. And the third is that God looks after it." Julian believed that all that God made was good, and that he loves and treasures each aspect of his creation. Clear implications are that, with echoes of the teaching of St. Francis, all creation is to be honoured and conserved, and that we should see all creation as pointing to the wonder of God, as is also trumpeted by Psalm 19. Second reading is on the theme of consolation and strength. In times of pain and grief, he shows us the joy with which he embraced his own cross and passion, at the same time helping us to bear our troubles by his blessed strength. In times of sin, his compassion and pity are there to cheer us, powerfully protecting and defending us against all our enemies. These two are the everyday comforts he shows us in this life. Sometimes a third comfort is mingled with the other two, his blissful joy, which is a glimpse of heaven. For Julian, God is not distant from humanity, but shares in our sufferings through the suffering of God the Son, and inspires us with glimpses of the true eternal life won through the cross and resurrection. This aspect of Julian's writings has been a source of support and encouragement for the theologian and novelist Claire Gilbert during her cancer treatment, because of the way, as she puts it, Julian comes at things. She writes, "She helped me respond to the cancer, not to battle it, not to deny it, not to wish it wasn't there, but to walk towards it with lipstick on and brightly coloured clothes." The overriding theme of Julian's writings is perhaps best summed up by the passage described as, "Love was his meaning. And so I saw full surely that before ever God made us, he loved us. And this love was never quenched, nor ever shall be. And in this love, he has done all his works. And in this love, he has made all things profitable to us. And in this love, our life is everlasting. In our making, we had beginning. But the love in which he made us was in him from without beginning. In which love we have our beginning, and all this we shall see in God without end. God's love endures." T.S. Eliot closes his poem Little Giddings with Julian's perhaps best known phrase, "And all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well, when the tongues of flames are enfolded into the crowned knot of fire, and the fire and the rose are one." I highly recommend the writings of Mother Julian of Norwich. We have a few moments of silence before our prayers. So let us pray. Our prayer this morning is, Heavenly Father, through your love and mercy, may all manner of thing be well. Heavenly Father, through your love and mercy, may all manner of thing be well. Father, we pray for your beloved creation. May we learn how to treasure it, conserve it, and help it flourish. Heavenly Father, through your love and mercy, may all manner of thing be well. Father, we pray for all who are in pain, grief, or despair throughout the world, all those seeking consolation and your strength. And we pray especially for those who are close to us, who are suffering at this time. Heavenly Father, through your love and mercy, may all manner of thing be well. Father, we thank you for all the love you pour upon us. Forgive us when we take it for granted, and help us to respond by serving you as you would wish. Heavenly Father, through your love and mercy, may all manner of thing be well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and always. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Do have a blessed and fruitful day, and do return to St. Stephen Walbrook when you can. We have choral classics tomorrow at 12:30 with the choral scholars, and jazz contemporary evensong at 5:45 tomorrow, Wednesday, and then our choral Eucharist at 12:45. Take care. God bless.